Hello and welcome to the Monday, July 15th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Frankfurt, Germany. Of course, a lot of emphasis recently has been on privacy, and on the heels of Microsoft announcing that its new Xbox One has an always-on camera and a microphone, there is now a demo video from Motorola going around that its No Moto X Android phone has a similar feature. The always-on microphone will continue to listen to user commands in order to activate it without having to touch the screen. However, this of course puts up new privacy concerns because this may also mean that others will be able to listen in on any conversations that the phone may overhear. And Amazon's one-click button plugin for Google Chrome's web browser also got under fire for some privacy and some obvious security issues as well. The Amazon plugin does inject JavaScript into websites that you visit in order to extract information about what, for example, you are searching for on Google, and this is reported back to Amazon. Not that this is in itself already bad enough, but the configuration file that is being used to determine which sites are being intercepted is downloaded from Amazon via HTTP, so it's not authenticated or encrypted. A possible attack here is that someone could spoof this configuration file and trick this plugin into monitoring additional sites and then reporting back information from these sites to other hosts. After the vulnerability was disclosed, Amazon did fix the vulnerability part, so the configuration file is now sent over HTTPS. However, the extraction of content and such based on Amazon's configuration file is still happening. So in short, if you did install this particular browser extension from Amazon, Amazon will be able to extract content from HTTPS sites that you visit. And in Estonia, the source code that is used to run the e-voting servers for public elections has been made public. And no, it hasn't happened as part of a leak. It was done intentionally by the Estonian government. The release was mostly done to set critics aside and essentially open up the code to show there's nothing hidden in there and also to allow inspection for security flaws. This is something that has been requested in other countries, like for example in the United States, where multiple requests have been made in the past to make software that is used for electronic voting public in order to ensure that there are no backdoors and no irregularities that could taint the outcome of an election. But well, we also have a breach to talk about. This time it is a Japanese gaming company, Konami, which apparently fell for a similar attack as Nintendo not too long ago, I believe last week. What happened was that Konami was hit by a large brute force attempt. 4 million different login attempts were registered, and as part of these 4 million attempts, 35,000 attempts or 35,000 accounts were logged in successfully. The real question here is where the usernames and passwords came from that were used in this attack, and whether they came from a gaming company like Nintendo or Konami or some other source. Once the login succeeded, then of course additional information may have been exposed. In the case of Konami, it may be birth dates, phone numbers, email addresses, so additional information that may then be used to leverage, for example, an identity theft. At this point, Konami is just recommending that affected users do change their password. They have not seen any tampering with the accounts, but of course it's possible that the real goal here was to extract the additional information. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.